FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/11/2020. Well, you've heard us speak about COVID many times in the past, whether it was worth literally destroying, shutting down the global economy. Well, new numbers are out that you're definitely going to want to hear if you haven't already. We'd like to know your opinion. Was it a wise move to literally shut down the global economy to in an effort to limit the spread of COVID-19? Why don't you send us an email? The address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Don't forget, we are having our $1,000 half ounce of gold giveaway. And it's real simple to enter. Just go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com/contest. And all entries got to be in by the 15th. The drawing will be on September 25th, 2020 at noon. And you just have to get closest to what the actual price of gold is per ounce in U.S. dollars. Well, enough of that. We'll get into more of that later. Right now, COVID-19. Interesting study came out. We're going to be talking with Patrick Wood. You probably know him. He is the executive director and founder of Citizens for Free Speech, a nation of defenders. And Patrick, it's great to have you on. So we got this study out that said that of all the 190,000 people, that's what it was last week, who've died of COVID-19, only 6% of them actually died from COVID-19. The rest had an average of 2.6 comorbidities each. And that caused a collective meltdown in the news media. What's your take on all this?
Well, it absolutely did. And, you know, the way it used to be in the medical community, and I've talked to doctors about this, when a patient dies, the thing that he died from is recorded. That's what goes on the death certificate. Nobody ever put down five different causes of death. You know, like if somebody had diabetes and then he had a heart issue and whatever, they didn't put all that stuff down and write an essay on the death certificate. They said, you know, if the guy's heart stopped and he had a heart attack, that's what gets put on the death certificate. And the fact that he may have had five other diseases that contributed to it is immaterial. What killed him? You know, was it a bullet? Was it a heart attack or whatever? Well, this whole pandemic has changed the model of recording deaths and what goes on the death certificate. So now the way they've turned it around, if you die from any other cause and you happen to have COVID, at least they think you do. The tests are still inaccurate. And they're testing people even after they die, by the way. If you have COVID, that is what's being counted as the cause of death. And it simply is not true. I mean, in some cases it is. In 6% of the cases, that is actually true. That's what this CDC statistic says, that there are only 6% of those deaths, just a few thousand, honestly, were actually resulting from the virus itself. And that is such a minuscule number. And like you said, the rest of people that have died that have COVID, they had on average 2.6 different comorbidity factors. That means they might have had a weak heart. They might have had COPD. They might have had emphysema or dementia or any other, you know, things that might contribute to a person's, you know, decline. So this really was a shocking statistic. And of course, the technocrat global elite just absolutely had a meltdown because people like you and I were talking about it in just this obvious terms. And they said, they have said since then, oh, you're all a bunch of dummies. You don't know how to interpret statistics, and what you're seeing is wrong, and you're taking it wrong. And, you know, it's still a super deadly virus and is going to kill, you know, millions maybe in the end. And it just goes on and on. But this, for looking at the facts, the resistance coming against the facts is like one giant gaslighting operation to convince people that what they saw is not really what they saw.
And Well, look, one thing we do know is when we look at the CDC figures for deaths from, I think it was around May through July, we did see a spike. And that probably was COVID related, because many of the people who've got these additional comorbidities could last for years and years, could have lived for years. Many of them were going to go no matter what, especially folks, unfortunately, in nursing homes and long care facilities. Really, what it appears to have done is move up the date for a lot of people, unfortunately. But then it's a question of risk reward. Shut down the global economy to save 9,000 people, and we don't even know that really we saved anybody through these shutdowns. Really, what was the point of all these shutdowns?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really glad that you being in the financial world, in the economic world, that we're able to talk about these things. So my background is in investments, in financial research, economics, and so on. I used to actually publish prolifically on these topics. And so I've been following the economic, the global economic system for all of my career, really. What happened back in the first part of the year when COVID was first discovered as being an issue at all, the people who took over the narrative at that point, from the very get-go, they had one agenda in mind, and that was the number one top agenda, still is, and that is to shut down the global economic system. And people will ask, well, why would they want to shut down the global economic system? Well, the people behind this great panic of 2020, most of them are straight out of the bowels of the United Nations, for one, which promotes this system called sustainable development. This is an alternative economic system, completely incompatible with free enterprise and capitalism and free market economics. And the United Nations has sworn to overthrow capitalism and free enterprise to replace it with their sustainable development. The only problem is they have to kill capitalism and free enterprise because it won't go away by itself. They have to kill it in order to bring in sustainable development. The proof of this is looking at groups like the World Economic Forum, who have stated repeatedly now in recent weeks that they are calling for the Great Reset. That's in quotes. And the Great Reset is a complete makeover of the global economic system into sustainable development. They talk openly about this. There's nothing hidden. There's no, there's no no conspiracies needed here. This is absolutely out in the open. So this is the big, big picture. The big goal is to shut down the global economic system. There are sub goals, undoubtedly, and I'm sure you're aware that whenever money flows, like stimulus money, there's a feeding frenzy. It's like feeding the trout at the trout farm. They chum, as they say. They all rise to the surface in a feeding frenzy at the same time. And so when money starts getting tossed around by the trillions, you have all kinds of other actors and players coming on the scene. Gimme, 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 I want mine. And so they end up playing into this whole great reset as the social fabric of our society gets all screwed up. But this is a global issue right now. This is not just America, unfortunately. And yes. So we see the same thing all around the world.
Yep, we really do. So this is all about getting rid of Trump when you get down to it, and getting rid of capitalism. Is this their game?
Well, Trump is Trump and America, it's not just Trump. America has been a thorn in the side of the global elite for decades. They've made no bones about that. Every other country on earth has been subverted to one in one form or another now into kind of the global system. But the United States has always been full of people who respect and desire liberty and freedom. And so they've never gone along with the plans of the global elite. Trump has, as a populist president, has pretty much represented the way most Americans feel about globalization, and they don't want any part of it. They say, get out of our country. Leave us alone. And so America, with Trump as the proxy, has been the great enemy. If you could kind of parrot what Iran says about the United States, we to them, we're the great Satan. We have to be executed at all costs in order for the global plan to succeed. Now, if we were just a little country like Malawi or, you know, even Uganda or something like that, yeah, they wouldn't care less. And what is a little country going to do on a global stage? Nothing. But America happens to be the greatest economic superpower that the world has ever seen. And we still have a lot of that power. It's waning, but we still have a lot. And so we've come under full court attack by these global elite groups to destroy us. And Trump, who is parroting pretty much what America feels, is the figurehead. And I don't think it's that they want to get rid of him personally. They want to get rid of all of us. They want to get rid of our Constitution. They want to get rid of our freedom and liberty-loving people. They want to break our spirit if they can, and just tear our society apart.
And so, but why did Trump go along with the shutdown? That's what I don't understand, being that he knew what was going on here. He had to have.
You know, I have to say, even though I personally, I did vote for Trump, but I just couldn't possibly vote for Hillary Clinton. But there have been a lot of odd things that Trump has done that make me scratch my head, that really play right into this whole global elite picture. Socially, he's done some things I think that are probably pretty constructive, but he is a mystery right now. And he's surrounded himself by people who do not have his best interests in mind, nor ours. And I think there's been some very, very poor choices made on who he has brought in to be, you know, like the spokesman for these things. And you just think back to the times when the president spoke about COVID at the presidential podium, and standing behind him with arms crossed and looking down his nose and looking rather bored is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was the principal policy driver for President Trump. That was a very poor choice, in my opinion. But the people like Fauci, who are not elected, they're not accountable to anyone, really. He has so many conflicts of interest that anybody that vetted him, even for 5 minutes, would have said, this guy can't serve in that. He's got no business being in public policy. He needs to get out of here. This guy's got deep, deep, you know, roots into not only the United Nations, but into big pharma. He's got patents on all kinds of vaccines and stuff. But here he is advising the president to shut down the country. And the president bought it. And that's what happened.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I guess we're going to have to see what happens. It looks like Trump is fed up, though. He appointed Dr. Scott Atlas, who's been a very big skeptic on the shutdowns. And really, yeah. What have the shutdowns accomplished? Absolutely nothing. So it would appear. You know, initially, Florida really wasn't getting too much COVID. After the shutdowns, it got a higher rate. We don't really know exactly what the deal is with COVID, other than the fact that we know now that it ain't the Black Death.
That is for sure. And by and large, in my opinion on this, and from my professional work on technocracy news and trends, this whole thing that happened since COVID was discovered in China has been orchestrated and played up by people who have a totally different agenda than saving lives, than, you know, being concerned about the health of people. And, you know, this is like the magician, you know, that works a good trick. The left hand is doing something to distract what's going on with the right hand. and they've been masters at it. And so, you know, we've come along here. They've been able to put enough fear into people that they're suggestible. They can get them to do things they would never do under normal circumstances. So like they're wearing masks, they're social distancing. They shut down businesses, restaurants, health clubs, theaters, sports events, you know, all the things that Americans love to do. And on the basis that mankind or man can do something to stop the spread of a virus. And history shows very clearly, this is just common sense, history shows us there's never been a virus in the history of the world that's ever been stopped by anything that man did. It Yeah. will run through society. This is a normal course of life. It will run through society. Some will die from it, unquestionably. But this is the way life has been ever since man has been on planet Earth, and it's not going to change. And so these people have no control over how many people are going to die, how many people are going to get sick. They just have no control. Face mask, all this stuff, social distancing, it's all been proven now by legitimate, very legitimate scientists to be absolutely useless in stopping the spread of a virus like COVID-19.
Yeah. Once it's out in the wild, it's out in the wild. There's nothing you could do. Maybe if we'd had an embargo across the world on travelers coming out of China when it was known, maybe that would have done something, but we didn't. And hey, hindsight's 2020. But the whole hysteria over this that continues to this day, do you think, Patrick, more people are waking up to the fact that this is a scamdemic?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has a tight share structure, and with its current treasury, it can self-fund the advancement of its gold discovery into at least 2022. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Oh my, yes. I really do think people are finally starting to get a picture of what's going on. Not that they know everything, you know, that they really understand the deeper picture, but now that these forces have gotten into their pocket, in other words, they can't go to the theater, they can't go get their hair done, they can't go to a restaurant and enjoy a night out anymore. You see, this has gotten into their, it's crimping their lifestyle. And all of a sudden they're thinking, hey, wait a minute, who is this? Who's doing this to us? What the heck is the point? And I think there's a lot of blowback coming on this in due time. But the thing that's probably most concerning right now is that those who are starting to stand up against the face mask, for instance, a lot of people are still saying they're too timid, they're too scared, you know, they don't want to rock the boat. I just simply, you know, ask them a simple question now. If you cannot stand up against face masks, which you really now know is demonstrably a crock, what are you going to do when they come knocking on your door with a needle in their hand with mandated vaccines in your state? What are you going to say to them then? You see, if you're not willing to stand up now, you're going to cave then, and you could be very sorry if you really don't want to get that vaccine.
Yeah.
So it's not over. It's not over. It's just, you know, this is the next goal for this medical dictatorship, if you will, is mandated vaccines for everybody on the whole planet. Now, that's not going to fly in America. I guarantee you that. There will be probably 30 to 40% that will absolutely refuse to take the vaccine. Yeah,
you and I among them. Kind of, you and I among them, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing
and,
it.
You know, if they could demonstrate that the thing is, it actually works and is really solid, I would say maybe I would think about it, but they can't do that. They can't, absolutely cannot do that.
It's not going to work. Fauci said it. I mean, this Fauci is just the most outrageous human being I've ever seen. Look, we go back to the masks back in March. Oh, you don't need no masks. Masks are worse, more harm than good. 2 months later, yes, you must have a mask. HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. All right. I just happen to be taking it. Because I thought, hey, if it cuts my chances of getting it by 10%, dying by 10%, my chances are so slim already, but I do have high blood pressure, so why not take it? And it took a little doing to get it, but I got it. There's over 60 studies that say it has some effectiveness, especially when it is taken earlier, maybe even before you get it, and that it, yes, in vitro, it kills off COVID, SARS virus, both if the cells are infected or if they're not infected, it will stop them from becoming infected. And we see in Africa, it has the lowest COVID death mortality rate of any continent in the world. So that's all the proof I need. 56, 60 positive studies. The ones that have failed have been where they've given too high doses of it. They've given it to people who are too far gone. And or giving it to an entirely healthy group who weren't going to get sick anyway. And that's how they fixed it. Mm-hmm. So this all makes me believe, Patrick, that this is a big pharma plot. There's no money in HCQ. There's no money in corticosteroids. There's no money in zinc. We know that. But there sure is a lot of money in vaccines. If we can vaccinate 7 billion people times $100 a piece, that's $700 billion that goes to the Gates Foundation. And am I being paranoid here, or is this real?
Oh, look, that's just common sense. This is not, you know, of course, people need to read outside of their own living room in the comfort of CNN or whatever they're listening to on TV. God, they need to get their head out of that stuff, find out what's going on around the world. And the Gates Foundation and Bill Gates is behind all of the vaccine programs now globally, as well as in the United States. And his money is flowing all over the place with these different, vaccine programs. He's been kicked out of multiple countries because of his vaccine causing horrible consequences to the population where they were given these vaccines. I'm not talking about COVID-19. I'm talking about other shots that he's cooked up.
Yes.
And he's been thrown out of several African countries, and he's been thrown out of India. And, their so-called polio vaccine, which was going to eradicate polio in Africa, has actually caused an epidemic of this synthetic version now of the spinal disease. And so children and people are getting paralyzed just as if they had the worst case of it they ever had. Yeah. And, you know, the authorities looking at it say, wait a minute, you said you were going to eradicate polio from our country, and now we have a whole full-blown epidemic going on. Get out of here. You know, you're done. You tricked us. You lied to us. You experimented on our people. They used them as guinea pigs to see, you know, what would happen with this. And you killed a bunch of people. You've maimed the lives of others. You're out of here. You get lost. This is the same Bill Gates that wants to come and do this to America. Degree do you need to understand what's going on here? It's like, I don't think you need any. A fifth grader could figure it out if you kind of told him what's happened around the world in general. Do you really want Bill Gates coming here and giving everybody in America shots like he did in Africa and India and other places in the world? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's just, it's act of sheer madness. And the more these people open their mouths, the more they lie, right?
It seems to be that way. Those who are not wearing face masks, at least they can open their mouth. We can't. I can. I don't wear a mask, and I won't. But of the people that are wearing masks, and this is why Citizens for Free Speech got into this battle, by the way, this is a full press attack on the First Amendment in our country. You cannot have free speech if you're muzzled. That's just stupid. There's no way you can talk freely and be understood, much less understand anybody else, if you have a mask on. It restricts your voice. It restricts your face. People can't see your facial expressions. And then the whole social distancing issue, of course, just completely negates the idea of our constitutional right with the First Amendment to assemble peaceably. How can you assemble when you have to stand 6 feet apart? That's just an oxymoron. And of course, you know, then you have, like in California, exemplified, you have a tax on churches where the state is telling the churches that they can't open, that they can't hold services. And if they do, they have to do it their way. They can't, you know, they can't worship the way they want to. Well, this is a complete trampling of the very first part of the First Amendment. So all of these things in the First Amendment, and then freedom of speech and freedom of the press, all of these things are under attack at the same time. I do not believe that's by accident, but I do believe that if we do not stop this trend and put the First Amendment back where it belongs, that we will be muzzled forever in thought and mind and speech as well. This is a concentrated, purposeful attack on the First Amendment. And that's why Citizens for Free Speech is standing up against this issue. It's a total violation of the U.S. Constitution and the person's God-given rights to be able to communicate and to be able to assemble and to be able to worship in a church of their choice. You get the idea. This must be stopped. It's just going in the wrong direction.
Agreed. Well, hopefully it's coming to an end now. You see the numbers going down. I don't even believe any of those numbers, whether they're positive or negative. I just don't believe it. Yesterday, in Florida, well, the day before yesterday in Florida, there were 44 COVID deaths, in quotes, for that 22, and yesterday, 200. Now, where did those 200 come from? I'm skeptical. There's only 1,500 people in the hospital right now in Florida, the entire state, out of 22 million for COVID, whatever. Yep. So you're going to tell me that 15% of the people in the hospital died yesterday? Those numbers, there are deaths that took place far long ago, maybe as far back as March and April when it first started. It's all fraudulent. It's all scam. Hey, Patrick, we really appreciate your coming on. Just tell us how we connect with you, where we find you on the web.
Well, absolutely. In the first place to find what we're doing with Citizens for Free Speech is citizensforfreespeech.org. There is no charge to join. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the support and defense of the First Amendment. So anybody that loves the First Amendment and wants to keep it around can come and join with us and stand with us. We just desperately need millions of Americans to rise to the occasion on this right now. And so they can find other stuff there. They go to the homepage on citizensforfreespeech.org. And my professional site, for those that might be interested, is technocracy.news. The name of that journal is Technocracy News and Trends. But I write about a lot of these things. I won't even begin to explain it here, but if you go there and check it out, you'll get an idea of whatever. It might strike your bell, it might not, but you can check that out as well, technocracy.news.
All right, excellent. And there'll be links in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Don't forget, you can win up to a half ounce of gold. Just go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com/contest, fill out the form, hit submit, and you'll be entered. The drawing will be on September 25th, 2020 at high noon. Patrick, good luck on your quest here, on your mission. We are with you 100%, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.